This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. NDA leaders today met at Prime Minister Narendra Modi's residence in New Delhi. The meeting was to chalk out the future course of action to form the new government at the centre after NDA emerged victorious in the Lok Sabha polls. Telugu Desam Party Chief N. Chandrababu Naidu, Janata Dal United Chief and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and Lok Janashakti Party Ram Vilas Chief Chirag Paswan and other leaders of the NDA constituents were present in the meeting. Meanwhile, INDIA block meeting is also scheduled to be held in the national capital this evening. In a social media post, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said that alliance leaders will be meeting to discuss the election results and strategy thereafter. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan and tendered his resignation along with the Union Council of Ministers. The President accepted the resignation and requested the Prime Minister and the Union Council of Ministers to continue in office till the new government is formed. Senior BJP leader and Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has taken full responsibility for the party's unsatisfactory performance in the state. He offered to resign from the post of Deputy Chief Minister and said that if the central leadership permits, he will resign from the post. He said that after resignation, he will be able to utilize his time for campaigning for the upcoming assembly elections in the state. A Delhi court today denied interim bail to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in the alleged liquor policy scam. Special Judge Kaveri Baveja of the Rouse Avenue Court dismissed Kejriwal's plea seeking interim bail for 7 days on medical grounds. The court directed the Tihar Jail authorities to take care of Kejriwal's medical needs during his judicial custody. His regular bail plea is scheduled for a hearing on the 7th of June. Department of Telecommunications has launched an initiative to support micro, small and medium enterprises along with startups in Industry 4.0 transformation. It has called for proposals for Industry 4.0 baseline survey among MSMEs that aligns with the broader vision of fostering digital transformation and preparing industries for the advent of 5G and 6G technologies. The survey will seek to cover 5 sectors each in the north and southern parts of India. The Indian Institute of Technology Bombay has ranked the first Indian institute in the Quaquarelli Simons World University rankings this year. The first time it is IITB has been ranked within the top 125 as IITB has secured the 118th position. Its overall score is 56.3 out of 100. The institute has made a significant leap from 149th rank last year. The results released on yesterday shows a notable improvement of 31 places in this year. World Environment Day is being celebrated today for raising awareness and taking action on urgent environmental issues. It is a global event led by the United Nations to encourage awareness and action to protect the environment. This day was initiated by the United Nations General Assembly in 1972 during the Stockholm Conference on the Human Environment. To mark this event, the first World Environment Day was celebrated a year later in 1973. Since then, it has been celebrated every year on June the 5th. It aims to raise awareness, promote action and encourage global cooperation on environmental issues. In cricket, India will take on Ireland in the first group stage match of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York this evening. Team India is coming back on a 60-run win over Bangladesh in their only warm-up game at the same venue on Saturday. India have not won the T20 World Cup since the inaugural edition in 2007. India's second group stage clash will be against Pakistan on the 9th of this month before facing co-hosts USA on the 12th of June, also to be played in New York. The team will then travel to Florida for the final group match against Canada on the 15th of this month. Indian Meteorological Department has forecast rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds over northwestern parts of the country for the next 4 to 5 days. The heatwave conditions will reduce in intensity and likely to continue in isolated pockets over parts of northwestern East India during the same period. The IMD said in association with approaching western disturbance, isolated to scattered light rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm, lightning and winds, gusting is very likely over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh till the 8th of this month. And with that, we end this news bulletin.